Blog Talk Radio.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Buddy, you out there?
Hey, what's going on? How are you? Happy birthday!
Oh well, thank you. I want to thank everybody. Where's Mike? Is he? What's up with him, man? Where's he at? JD is right here. He's not here yet.
Uh-oh.
JD, what's up? Introduce yourself to the show, man. Come on, wake up.
Who?
My dude. He just woke up. Like when I say wake up, I mean wake up. He just woke up. Wake your ass up.
Got football, man. We got playoffs, hunt.
Wake up, come on.
All right, I'm up.
Say something.
I'm up.
Say something. Come on. Introduce, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Jason. Jason Davis Jr.
Yeah, all right, there you go. It's Fantasy Football. It's week 12. Soul Kitchen Radio. Brian's here. I am Rick Camacho. We're still waiting on Mike. What a fantastic week we had last week, huh, Brian?
It was an awesome week. It's probably the best week I've had in San Francisco, and it's going to be leaving on a high note, and that's what the best thing in life is.
Yeah, man. Last week, we did. If you guys missed it, it was week 12. We did a live from the Oakland Coliseum. Unfortunately, the Raiders lost. I still owe Brian dinner. But it is what it is, man. The Raiders lost, but we had a great show. Go back to the archives. Listen to week 12. You'll laugh your ass off. And one thing we learned last week is no matter who the Raiders are playing, don't say you're a Patriots fan. Right, Brian?
Yeah, you definitely maybe get killed. Maybe not even walk home alive. They hit the Patriots because of that game.
Yep, because the Tuck rule. Don't like that.
But as you know, Rich, this will be my last show from the West Coast. I'm going to be in Florida next week. I don't know if Troops told you that, but I leave on Tuesday.
I seen your text. I seen your message. I got your message. You're leaving on Tuesday. You're going to Florida.
I fly out to I'll fly into Atlanta and I fly into Florida, West Palm. I'm ecstatic. I think I can get us some sponsors. I know a lot of connections down there too. So gonna have a computer, so I have them listen to the show and you may see some big names on here. I'm not gonna say who, but we're talking big people.
Just remember that 9 o'clock our time is 12 o'clock there, so don't get up at 9 o'clock and try to call in.
Oh, no, I know, definitely.
Hey, true, but what I was telling Brian and the people that's listening, one thing we learned last week is no matter who the Raiders are playing, don't mention the Patriots, right?
Oh, no. You can't mention those first. Sign a little late. I think I already heard from Brian.
Brian, what are you doing, bro?
It's
Mike,
hey guys.
Mike, do one of these for us real quick. Do me a favor. Do one of these for us. And take the microphone, take the phone out of your ass and get into a place where we can hear you.
Well, let me just tell you that I'm just gift wrapping Brian's gift right now because he is moving to Florida. So let me just finish it, okay, guys?
Oh, yeah. You just finished.
We can't understand you at all, man.
Yeah, I just told him that he just flushed the toilet. He got that last piece of dookie out, and he's ready for the show.
Oh, jeez. we might have a special guest. We might have a special guest calling today. So it'll be surprising if he calls. I'm not gonna say who, but
great. I hope he was
intrigued to hear about the radio. He wants to know why we're not getting sponsors, and I think Troops knows who he is, and we'll see if he calls.
Well, let's see if he calls. One sponsor we do have, what we all know about, is MD Wireless. You guys got a chance to meet my cousin Matt yesterday. That was a great job.
Yeah. Last week.
Yeah, last week.
Not yesterday.
Yeah, last week.
Not yesterday. And you can call them at 925-778-3877. What a great group, man. True was killing them on that beer pong. Jason was killing him on the beer pong. Even though he couldn't drink, somebody else was drinking for him. And
yeah,
Brian
yeah.
was off doing whatever he was doing.
Brian doesn't drink, so.
Brian, where are you at? Are you on, like, transit or something right now?
No. I'm walking downtown to watch the game.
Okay.
So I can get into a quieter location. I'm just trying to get my...
Get into a... Go into one of those back alleys in the TL over there. And if you got $5 in your pocket, you can have fun while you're getting to a quiet location.
Yeah, you might as well, Brian. I mean,
make sure the girl's a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, make sure the girl's not a guy.
But I also, like I said, I have a new business that is actually booming, and I can tell you guys about it. I mean, I got a call last night. It just made me so ecstatic. I was.
That's right. Is this a matchmaking business?
I'm not even going to be doing that. I'm going to be out of San Francisco. So, I mean, Truth's going to be handling that. I mean, if they let me do that out of state, that's cool. But, it's GDI. It's Global Domain International. It's web domains. It's right now they're giving out 20,000 dollars bonuses, Christmas bonuses, Nintendo Wii, PlayStation 3. My buddy and I am the marketing guy, the top marketing guy. And four of us now are just getting people, to help out. We're looking for good managers and stuff. It's gonna be good, man. It's gonna make people money. They pay every week. It's PayPal. This company is not BS. I've been with them for 2 years. It's been off and on because I seem like I've been off and on. But you focus at this company, you're making money and you're happy and everybody's doing well. But anybody who wants to join or even hear information, we'll be doing information sessions. You can give me a call at 678-463-3276.
Cool.
It's a great, great business. So,
I'll tell you this, Bryce. Once you get it all going, and when you get your first paycheck, you owe me, Rick Camacho, and Jason each a jersey of their choice.
of their choice.
Just for that plug.
Yeah.
Just put a shameless plug on your new.
What do you want?
You
don't even watch sports, Truth.
Well, maybe he wants a. Maybe he wants a. A fancy jersey or something.
A fancy jersey.
Sports jersey. Maybe he wants a little cowboy jersey.
I just want a bedazzled Tom Brady jersey with his face on it.
Hey, you heard it first this week. I will be cheering for the Patriots. Go Pats.
Oh my God.
Please, enjoy the Jets.
There you go.
We're going straight Jets Monday night. In fact, this is what I have planned. This is how my fantasy football week is going. Let me tell you my players right now. I'm in fourth place coming into my league. I'm 8-4. I made the playoffs. Well, I'm not clinched yet, but I'm making the playoffs. But on Monday night, I have Rob Gronkowski and LT going. And the guy I'm playing has nobody on Monday night. So I'm just making that extra push on Monday night. And in my other league, I even sat Drew Brees this week, and I'm playing Mark Sanchez, Brandon Tate, Braylon Edwards and the New England Patriots on Monday night.
I don't know if I would start Mark Sanchez. I think the Pats are going to eat him up.
I'm playing the Patriots defense to go. I'm in that league. I'm totally out of it, so it doesn't matter. I'm just playing whatever. I'm just taking a long shot.
See, the thing is, I obviously, you know me, I'm a Patriots fan, but the Jets are no joke, as you already saw. But they have gotten lucky a lot. So I think, you know, Mark Sanchez, he's young, but he's a stud. And, you know, they got a lot of weapons on that team, especially, you know, Santonio Holmes coming back and everything. So his confidence is off the charts right now. And his accuracy is not too shabby either. So Patriots are going to have some serious trickery on him.
Yeah, so you think the Jets could be the first team in the history of the NFL to go to the Super Bowl after being on the HBO game, HBO show, Hard Knocks.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course.
They're the first team. I mean, look at all the other previous teams that they had covering that. I mean, you know, but they had the Bengals.
I mean, they even had the Cowboys last year.
They had the
Cowboys, they had the Patriots, and they said they did like 5 other years, but I missed them all. Maybe because I wasn't for who I work for now. Yeah. So.
They've done a lot of, you know, with the Cowboys before the Jets were the most, like, you know, they've had the history of Super Bowl winning, and they're, you know, a good caliber team, but their hype is still fake, you know. They have fake hype.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to get in on the conversation, 714-694-4150. I forgot to open the chat session. I'm opening the chat session now. This is Fantasy Football Week 12. It's your race for the playoffs right now. So if you're racing, you're right there. You're tipping. You're five. You're in fifth place, sixth place, but got the same kind of ranking as somebody else, and you got to win, and you're not quite sure who you want to play. Look to us for it, guys. We got Jason, who knows everything. We got Brian, who knows everybody. We got Mike, who just likes to play himself. And we got me, that just likes to run shit. So give us a call, and we'll let you know. We'll let us help you choose who you want to play this week.
I'm like the wild card.
Yeah, Mike is our wild card.
I don't even know what was coming out of my mouth half the time.
Here's an interesting thing I found today is as this week, Denario Alexander, wide receiver for St. Louis, had 4,600 ads this week on Yahoo. He's been on injury prone, but has become St. Louis's number one receiver. What do you guys think of Denario Alexander?
That's the guy. Sorry.
Is he a rookie?
Yeah.
I didn't read up on him, but he's like the number one added guy. He's became the number one guy in St. Louis. Who's Denario Alexander, Brian?
God, Denario Alexander. Wow. I could not tell you where he went to college at. Maybe Auburn? I'm way off.
No, he went to Missouri.
Missouri, okay.
He's a rookie this year. So far, last week he had one reception for 6 yards. With a 6-yard average. with the longest catch of 6 yards, and he had a total of 6 yards. Against San Diego, he had 4 receptions, 72 yards, averaged 18 yards with a touchdown. His longest was 38 yards. So this week he's going against, where's he at? Go down? No, that was wrong. Last week he had against Denver. Last week against Denver, he had 4 receptions, 95 yards, 23.8 yards average, long as of 45 yards. No, didn't get in a touchdown at all, but this week he's playing at Arizona. And Arizona-St. Louis, big matchup. We'll see what happens. If you want him, pick him up. Denario Alexander, wide receiver, St. Louis.
6'5", 222 pounds.
Yeah, 6'5", 222 pounds.
From Waco, Texas.
Wow. That sounds like a stud. See, that's the thing about these guys. You know, like the big names go down, and the names that have, you know, they're nobodies in a sense of all things because they didn't start that much in college, even in high school, they start stepping up, and all of a sudden, you know, their legs are fresh because they, you know, they didn't get a chance to play that much before the NFL career. So all of a sudden, you know, they're playing like studs. One of the best examples of that is Tom Brady, because, you know, he didn't start in Michigan, he didn't all that much, and then high school, and you got this young lad from St. Louis, fresh legs, ready to dominate.
And then another thing is when you're coming up to fantasy football playoffs, which you make a great point, because a lot of the older guys that are in, like the best guys that are playing in week 15 and 16, if they already clinched in the playoffs, they're not going to play. They're going to play maybe a couple quarters, you know. But you want these fresh guys who are out there and trying to prove a point, and they want to make a great run for the playoffs so they could actually maybe play in the playoffs. Those are the guys who are going to get you points in fantasy football. And you got to find out who those guys are. So you got to look at stats. You got to go to Yahoo. You got to go to NFL.com or ESPN.com or CBS or whatever you use and look at their past weeks and see how they're coming up, see how they're moving up in the depth chart, and go from there.
Yeah.
Because those guys are the guys that are going to help you win.
Yeah. I mean, it's something you got to almost look to see if they're getting more snaps, getting into more plays consistently each week, just to see if their coach is trying to, is seeing trust and trusting them. And,
right.
Eventually they're going to be starters.
A lot of times it'll be the third and fourth guys on the depth chart that'll come in for like a Wes Walker or something to, because they want to sit Wes Walker and keep him fresh for the playoffs. Stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Brandon Cade from New England, Steve Whitman
like
from the Pats, you know, Marlon Moore from the Dolphins. I mean, who expected, you know, him to come out and be like a Brandon Marshall? I mean, Brandon Marshall will be back today, but, that's what I'm saying. You just never know.
Another guy running back from New Orleans, another guy, Chris Ivory. He had 28 adds this week. Since the weather in Cincinnati is going to be very cold, close to snow, look for Ivory to get his share of carries alongside Julius Jones and Reggie Bush. And Pierre Thomas is still out.
Yep.
So Chris Ivory is getting his carries. And you know he got in a couple weeks ago. He got into the end zone.
Andrew.
Pierre Thomas?
Yeah.
Because he's practicing. So once again, if you want to call 714-694-4150. And the chat room is now open for chatting discussions.
Yay.
No sex innuendos in there. Don't go in there. It's not a sex room. Ryan.
Let's throw a little college football up there. How about congratulations to the Auburn Tigers and the Oregon Ducks for meeting in the national championship.
How about them Ducks uniforms? Those are awesome. That's the first time I
know. This team is going to be a great. I mean, Auburn came out, Cam Newton with all the allegations and dominated. His father was causing all the allegations, you know. Cam is an amazing guy. I totally get the Heisman vote for me. And him leaving Florida is a heartbreaker to us. But, you know, congratulations to Auburn. I mean, they showed the world that they're really elite. On the spread was only 4 points, and they came out and dominated. And we went for a great national championship game. Two teams have never been there, and one team's going to win, just like the Giants. Got to love sports.
That's crazy.
Things are so unpredictable.
They do.
But I think, you know, with the whole allegations thing, what I think that was, isn't it somewhat of a coincidence that, all that stuff started coming out right before the big game, you know? So, you know, it's just a nice way to get into a player's head just to distract him and, you know, make him think something else. Football, sports, it really is a big mental game, you know. You could be a great athlete, but if your mind is in the gutter, you're not going to be producing as well as you can be.
Right, right.
Hey, look.
Once again, I want to – oh, there he is. I do want to send out a thank you to everybody on Facebook that hit me up on my birthday, which was Friday.
Including me.
Including Jason. And, of course, my son, he woke up in the morning and said, "Happy birthday, Daddy. I love that. That's why I'm a dad." And, you know, I don't talk to nobody on Facebook, but on the day of my birthday, I had over, like, maybe 150 people say happy birthday to me. So thank you to each and every one of you guys, including you, Mike.
That's a lot of love, baby.
Yeah, thanks for the drunken video of Brian. That was great.
No more of that.
Oh, wait a minute. And especially, especially my wife, the Divas Bake Shop. You can find her on Facebook. She is the best because she woke up right after my sunning, gave me a real happy birthday.
I'm not going to have the details, but you know, it sounds like a lot of love. Sounds like a lot of love.
Okay, that's enough.
That sounded like a tsunami of love was just coming your way for just a second.
I love my wife.
Hey, let's also throw a congratulations out to Theo Epstein from getting one of the best hitters in baseball, Adrian Gonzalez. I've seen him play four games. This guy is going to bring the Red Sox to back to the elite status. I mean, last year was an off year. Yankees, who signing Derek Jeter and I don't know if they got nobody else.
Yeah, baseball's
just,
over.
Just giving
over.
A shout out to him.
Who's that guy that just went from the 49ers to the Dodgers? Hugo something, the shortstop.
Uribe.
Yeah, whatever.
As Jason did say, this is football talk.
I mean, we do love
our sports.
We talk baseball. We only talk to the Giants because it was in the. You could feel it, but other than that, we don't forget baseball.
Well, let's get back to fantasy football.
Start up again next week and go from there. Another guy, here we go. Your favorite right here, Mike. Matt Castle, he had 2,883 as this week. He was the AFC Player of the Month, November.
Nice.
With a quarterback ranking of 112.2. Quarterback ranking 112.2, 18 touchdowns and one interception over the last seven games. What a great job.
Wow.
This is Matt Castle. Definitely doing something with them Chiefs that's putting them on the top.
He is a stud. You know, I hated how, you know, when he was in New England, when Tom Brady went down in that season, and, you know, Matt Castle got the Patriots to 11-5, and who knows what could have happened if he would have gotten them to the playoffs. He is, you know, a remarkable player, and he gets overlooked because he was a New England Patriots system, and for some reason everybody thinks that if you're a New England Patriots system, you're going to be, like, a top-caliber player. I mean, yes, Belichick knows what to do with his players, but you got to give Matt Castle credit. You know, he went to Kansas. He did get that Player of the Month, and he deserves it all because he's a stud. You know, he's a stud.
Man, that's coming from a New England Patriots fan.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard that out of my mouth. I'm a Raider.
Well,
yeah.
It's a family. Guess what? I still love Richard Seymour. That means I still like a little bit of a black and silver because of Richard Seymour. You know, once you're a New England Patriot, it doesn't matter where you go, unless you go to the Jets.
We love the Jets over here.
The worst team in football. I hate the Jets. I hate Mark Sanchez. And Mark Sanchez is going to go down with four straight losses, guys. You heard it right now. Do not start Mark Sanchez in fantasy. He's going to get his butt rocked.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not going for that. I'm starting him on Monday night.
Yeah, he's good. The thing is, let's see who said it. Okay, RJ Crumple, the tight end of the New England Patriots.
RJ Crumple.
You know these guys. Their names puzzle me. But either way, a New England Patriots guy said it best. You know, the New England Patriots play the way Bill Belichick, you know, coaches them, and they play great under him. And New York Jets play great the way, you know, Tyrese Rex coaches them, you know. So it's you know, it's one of those things. They're both two championship caliber teams. One is proven, the other one just has a hot mouth to talk about it.
Right, right. Let's take a break right now. I want to get into some Christmas music, since it is a Christmas spirit. Want to get into this Christmas song real quick. We'll be right back. It's Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football Week 12. If you're interested, you want to get in on the conversation, 714-694-4150. Chat room is open right now. People are jumping in and out like mad dogs. So get in there. Get in there and chat and say something. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. Here we go. Merry Christmas, everybody. Huh. Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
How do you guys like that song?
I love it.
I love it.
I just saw Misa's boyfriend out here dancing. I was like, wow. I was breaking it down.
Tell us about the Bearcat snowball toss. What happened right there, Jason?
All right. As you know, Pittsburgh University, you know, they beat Cincinnati 28-14, I believe. And their running back, Deion Lewis, he scored all four of the touchdowns.
Uh-huh.
So after he scored another touchdown right before halftime, the fans and the mascot decided to throw him with snowballs, you know, throw snowballs at him. And they were told to stop, and the fans stopped, but the mascot kept going.
Wow.
Then the security guard tried to come and, you know, tell him that he put two of them down.
Well, the mascot did?
Yeah, the mascot went crazy. You know, he ran up in the stands with his AK-47 and started blasting people.
With snowballs?
Yep. And so they had to detain him. You know, they ended up detaining him. And a backup mascot, which I didn't know you could have. I didn't know. There was like a first-string mascot.
The backup mascot came in and just plays after halftime.
Yeah.
What a great story. That's wonderful.
So was he like a disgruntled mascot who just wants to blast people with snowballs?
He was getting tired of getting whooped.
He was getting whooped by four touchdowns by the same guy. That was fun.
Yeah.
I think I know the two people that were the ones that were fighting were Misha and Jeff. That's what I think it was. The two mascots.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like the boys don't know about my mascot tradition, so they don't know what you're talking about. But I do have that in me. That would be fun.
What's that?
I don't know if you guys know how me and Brian met, but we were both giant blackberries.
Both giant blackberries, huh?
Uh-huh. You know the cell phone that everyone's addicted to?
Uh-huh. Oh, you guys are giant blackberries like that. Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
NFL Union is preparing for a pending lockout next year.
Meaning, most likely, this show won't be going on at this time because there won't be no football.
There won't be no football. We'll be talking about stupid-ass baseball. We'll be talking about food safety, and we'll be talking about why no kids get Happy Meals with toys because they don't eat healthy at McDonald's. It's unhappy meals they get with toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There'll be a lot of disgruntled kids and a lot of disgruntled big kids like us who can't get a chance to watch football.
Right, right.
Because I tell you,
God, Brian is like in the worst place. So the Players Union advises members to prepare for a lockout. Expect to come in March, telling the players to save the last three game checks this year in case there is no season in 2011.
So that means there won't be no Madden 12?
There won't be no Madden. Well, I bet you there will be a Madden 12.
It's not going to be fun if you can't. Right.
In a letter to the players that was seen by the Associated Press, NFLPA director, the deadline is now passed. He wrote, it's important that you protect yourself and your family. Be prepared to save your checks, NFL players.
If you're listening.
If you're listening.
Or we're listening.
And,
or we'll listen in the future.
Let me see. Copies were across the table in New England locker room. Reporter asked the players about the letter. Patriots spokesman flipped the copy face down.
He didn't want to hear that.
Didn't want to hear about it. We hope this does not mean the union has abandoned negotiating in favor of decertifying and litigating, he said. We are ready to meet and negotiate anytime and anywhere, but it takes sustained effort and shared commitment to reach an agreement. One side can't do it alone. So come on, guys. Let's get this thing passed so we don't have to have a lockout. We all love football.
That was a big one for me.
Yeah, we all love football.
God, I had to really
take my time. Go ahead.
They thought the Miami Dolphins going to win it this year.
Yeah. So, Dolphins.
Well, are you on crack out there? Are you sharing a crack needle with a man whore from San Francisco right now, Brian?
No, I'm doing my last walk in San Francisco on a Sunday, and I'm just looking and observing all these people, and I'm like, wow, you could do a reality show about them. Just go interview them, and all. You got a guy, you got a bum, and you got a bum playing It's Gonna Be a Good Day Today or something by Black Eyed Peas. You got Trippie's boyfriend dancing. You got a woman with dogs giving a dog a needle. I mean, what's next? I mean, this is San Francisco. I mean, you know what? It's been awesome being here, and you enjoy the moment, but it's like I can go back home and tell all the stories, and, you know, that's what life's about.
That's it. And you can tell us the stories from home because you're going to be still part of the show next week. It's all great.
Oh, definitely. I'll be down in Florida. Might be at the game next week. So, yeah, it's gonna be good timing and probably hit up a couple of Heat games and we're situation.
And just to let you guys know, the AFC Special Teams Player of the Month for November led the NFL with 2 kickoff returns, a 94-yard, 100-point yard, 203 reception yards, and 1 touchdown catch. Jacoby Ford, you are right.
Jacoby Ford from Clemson.
Yeah. 2,260 ads this week on Yahoo.
And then again,
and I was going to get him out of the side of nothing.
He is the man. But guys, I mean, we got an amazing week in football this week. I mean, I don't know if you guys know the ramifications of all these games. You got Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I mean, it's going to be a great game tonight. You got New England and Jets. It's going to be an amazing game. I think Tennessee's playing the Colts, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know.
You got Dallas and the Colts. That'd be a good game.
These are the games going down this week. Houston and Philadelphia already played. And Michael Vick looked tremendous out there.
And he's my fantasy quarterback.
On Thursday. He did a great job. Washington at New York Giants. Denver at Kansas City, which is going to be a good game. That's pretty much playing for first place. Jacksonville at Tennessee. San Francisco at Green Bay, which I'm hoping will be an Aaron Rodgers game. Lead this guy. Cleveland at Miami. And Joshua Cribbs, who is playing hurt, is still going to play. He's probable against the Dolphins. He broke his toes a few weeks ago. And now he's going to be returning kicks. And hopefully he'll rub off a little bit of what Jacoby Ford did last week and take the Browns down to Miami and whoop some butt.
Not happening, okay? the Brandon Marshall's coming back. Chad Henning's on fire. This team's going to win out. We got the Jets next week. Let's win today. And that Jets game next week is our Super Bowl. And we won't fall off.
Now look at this one. This is going to be a good one because Brett Favre is obviously not having the time of year that he wants, the great run this season that he's looking for, and Buffalo is coming back. Buffalo is coming back, and Buffalo is at Minnesota this week with that Fred Jackson is on fire out there.
And Steve Johnson.
Is Buffalo going to go into Minnesota and whoop some butt?
You know what? I think they definitely can. Because Buffalo should have won that last game because, you know, the guy just dropped, plain and simple, dropped the ball in the end zone. They should be on a 3-game winning streak going into Minnesota trying to get that fourth. But, you know, that's not the case. And I think they're going to be really fired up. Like, this is a rebuilding season for them, but I think they showed some glimpses of a possible good team for years to come, as long as they keep all their guys. So I think they can definitely put on a clinic against Minnesota.
Right, right. Okay. TT Warrior, what's up? I see you in the chat room.
Hello.
Call in, chat, keep chatting. I hear you, Brian, but I keep having to keep putting you on mute because you got so much background noise. So if you try talking, you're not hearing, and that's because I muted you out. Chicago at Detroit. Chicago is going to Detroit, and I think Chicago is going to kind of take that one. New Orleans and Cincinnati, which is going to be a good one. And I am playing Drew Brees in one league. Oakland is going down to San Diego, and you know we need to turn that around. We got like a 2-game losing streak, and Phillip Rivers is on fire right now. So we're trying to turn that one around. San Diego.
Going to be a playoff caliber team, which they already are. And, I mean, their record doesn't show it too much yet, but man, they are on fire and they're getting their guys back. So they are going to be the team to beat in that division. Well, they are the team to beat in that division. So what am I talking about?
Right, right. So San Diego is 5-6, but they got a home record of 4-1. San Diego is 6-5 with a home record of 4-1. Yep. Oakland is like looking in the mirror. They're 5-6 with a road record of 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we go in there and do something. Also, we got Atlanta at Tampa Bay. That's going to be a good one. I'm looking for Roddy White. I also threw in a mix this week. I picked up Michael Jenkins just because the guy I'm playing has Matt Ryan. So I'm hoping that Michael Jenkins goes off this week and Roddy White, he goes both sides of the field. Think that'll happen? Think Michael Jenkins could pick up?
Yeah. You got, Aqualee. It was a good corner.
No, Talib Kweli, that's a rapper.
But you got that guy out of Kansas 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got him on him, Roddy White, and you know he's a good corner, good young corner.
So they're gonna have to go another way.
Then you got Rondae Barber.
Rondae Barber, ball-headed wonder.
For like 20 years. he's the defensive threat for.
Now is LeGarrette Blount a good play this week? Do you think LeGarrette Blount is a good player this week?
LeGarrette Blount.
What do you think?
Atlanta has a nice defense, so they get in the backfield. I don't know. They have a chance score. They get down in the end zone. You know, they play the power offense. Not obviously no long run.
Brian. Is that you in the background?
Yeah,
so
Brian,
here.
He's there.
Yeah, if that noise continues, you're just gonna put the phone on mute.
Okay, well I'm trying to get to a location where I can.
So
there. I'm also trying to find a place to watch the game. So.
Well, I mean,
Mount Rushmore. Go ahead, Mike. Continue talking to him.
Yeah. Oh, what? Continue harassing Brian.
Yeah, harass Brian some more. We love him.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'll just say, like, because he's going to Miami, so he's probably going to be frolicking, trying to hit on guys at the beach. So I just want to make sure that, you know, you can't really hear the ocean the way you can hear the ocean right now.
Hey, I think, why don't we, you know what, I think Damian was supposed to be in Miami next week. Wasn't he, Mike?
He is. I thought Brian's on his way there. I see Damien's here right now.
But Damien's right there with you right now, isn't he?
He is. He's meeting up with Brian later, so if he wants to say hello to Brian right now.
Okay, I'll get him. Let me
go get him.
Okay.
So he's manic here ready. Just a second.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Damien, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now.
As you know, Brian's going to Miami, and I heard you're going to be out there with your little swimsuit on next week.
I don't think that you can even call it a swimsuit. It pretty much doesn't even exist. But I'll be there. I'll be there. And I will be with Brian, frolicking. He's going to be playing with some footballs, or just balls. Doesn't really matter. And just enjoying ourselves on the beach. I got a nice towel. Well, actually, there's no towel. It's just me. But Brian can still lay on it, and we're gonna enjoy ourselves. Brian, I can't wait. And here's my prediction in football. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Okay, so tomorrow the Patriots are taking on the New York Jets. I think it's gonna be a fabulous game. I think Mark Sanchez is. Gonna throw an interception because he has manicure on his nails. I got it done with him this morning, and it takes a little time to dry. So he's gonna throw a couple picks because, you know, manicure. And I think it's gonna be really a brawl, and it's gonna be beautiful. Helmets are gonna go flying. I think it's gonna be wavy hair in the air. I might even run onto the football field with Brian's hand in arm. And it's going to be just wonderful. I can't wait.
All right. So how do you like Michael Vick on Thursday night, Damian?
He was absolutely fabulous. I mean, people try to say he can't do it, but the way he runs, like the way his legs move, is still just fabulous. And
And the way his hand motion when he releases the ball, well, the ball, sorry, my fantasy is just getting in the way. When he releases the ball, it just flows through the air so silky, so smoothly, that he's just a wonderful man. He can treat me like a dog any day of the week. I'll just say that much.
All right. Well, the big game tonight is Pittsburgh is in Baltimore, and that's going to be a hard-hitting game. Damian, would you like to be at that game?
Oh, my God. I've always had a fantasy, and I wish I was the football in that game. I wish I was just being manhandled by the Baltimore Ravens defense and by the Pittsburgh defense because, wow, I mean, that is just pure loving right there. If I was just that big skin for just that 2 hours, that is going to be just absolutely gorgeous game.
So who do you think is going to win that game? Do you have a prediction on that game?
Yes, I do. I think Baltimore is going to pull through because Joey Flacco, he is whatever. Maybe I'm saying his name wrong. I don't care. The way he plays is just absolutely phenomenal. He is so ugly. He's so nasty. He's such a football player. I just want to corral him. And Ray Lewis, he's going to do his signature dance. And I've been practicing myself. And I'm going to be dancing with Ray Lewis on the sidelines. And we're going to be dancing later on. And Brian will be there, too, of course.
All right. That sounds great. Well, Dan, hold on. Let me get Brian back in here. See if he's okay. Brian, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
So what do you have to say about Damian, about he's going to meet you in Miami next week?
He's going to meet me in Miami, but see, I won't be dancing with him. I'll be dancing with Chex. I mean, it's the only reason, you know, come on. I'm not going to Miami. David's a good guy at all, but, come on. I mean, if you want to, you can go to San Francisco.
I've seen you dancing with Chick, Brian, and let me just go ahead and tell you, the moves that you showed on me were just way more fabulous. So it's okay. You're on the radio, but, you know, when you're in Miami together holding hands and drinking drinks out of the same cup.
I don't drink.
Totally fine.
All right, hold on, guys.
Cup of love.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead. Okay, Damian, thanks for coming.
sure.
Yeah.
Thanks anytime, for coming. Big one. Right, anytime. Kisses. Okay.
We got a surprise call. We got to make.
He gets in the phone.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna make a surprise call. Hopefully he'll answer. Come on. Oh, he didn't answer.
Oh
man. Jason's got a baby brother that's getting ready to be born.
That's already born.
It's already born. Wow. Holy moly, Brian sounds like he's in a toilet now. It gets worse and worse, Brian, every time we go to you.
Yeah. Brian, are you just hopping around every whorehouse in San Francisco because you're running out of time.
But he put his phone on the BART tracks or something.
I know.
No, I can't help it.
He's at the beach. He's checking out the toilet museum. I mean, he's just, you know, he's everywhere. He's just trying to enjoy San Francisco before he goes. That's why I command you to check out Tenderloin to find yourself a piece of bread.
Yeah, that's that was crazy. Brian, that was like the worst one ever. We're having a time with you right now. Hold on. Okay, we're going to try this one more time. I think he just didn't see the thing. Maybe think we're a bill collector. Oh, okay. Come on, answer the phone. You there? Big J.
Hello?
Big J. Jason. Say something to him.
Matt. He's probably waking up.
Hello, you there? Jason. Come on, come to the phone. say hello. Jay, he hung up again.
Sounds like he's the one that gave birth today. He might be a lot of energy.
Yeah, he's probably pushing all night, huh?
Yeah, I guess so, you know. So, I mean, I guess he's a worn-out man. What can you do? I mean, the baby did come from his balls, so, you know, he definitely helped making it.
Okay, well, let's call Matt again, because Matt is, he loves being part of the show. We got 9 minutes to go on the show. So, Brian, are you in an area where we can talk to you now?
I'm going inside right now, though, to get in a better area. Shouldn't be anybody around me.
It's been like we don't want no man, woman around you.
I know you. You've been a Tenderloin all day, it sounds like.
I'm enjoying my last week in here.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, let's meet up for football later. What I was going to say is... I'll tell you in a bit. But what I was going to say is I think, Rick, you might have a record on the show. I think he had, three toilet flushes so far.
Jason
did the last one. There you go. Cool.
There's another one. That's the fourth one. Yo, Matt. Good morning. Hold on, let me put this guy just went from a golly, Brian. What's up, man? We just want to call and say we had a great time last week after the game.
Definitely good times, good food, good friends.
Yeah, Mike's on the phone. Brian's on the phone, but he's in a toilet or something, so we can't talk to him. There you are.
Yeah.
He's
quiet.
Brian's trying to enter the third dimension through the toilet.
This is Brian's last week. Hey, Matt, this is Brian's last week with us in California. He's going back to Florida next week.
Going back to the Miami area, huh?
Yeah, he's going back to the Miami area so he could play with Mike's friend Damien out there.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
You ever met him yet? Jason's right here. Go ahead, Mike.
What I was going to say is last week you mentioned about saving a phone after, you know, you peed on it by accident. So I went ahead and, I tested the theory, and I peed on about 7 different phones, and I tested it in different rices. And I got to say, they were all rescued. And then
they all were rescued?
They were all saved from the rice and after being peed on.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it's all thanks to you and your knowledge of what you
did. He did 7 different phones with 7 different types of rice. It all worked.
Yep, exactly. Brown rice was the best because, still ate rice afterwards, too. You know, just to show you how gross I am.
So, Matt, what do you think about that theory? Everybody go home, get a couple bags of rice, pee on your phones, and throw it in there.
Well, you know, probably not the cleanest thing that you want to do to a phone, but, if you went to a football game and drank a lot, you might want to test that theory out. Why not, you know?
You got to have to.
Especially if they're playing beer pong with you guys, man. You guys are great.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a long game, but, you know, it was a brutal game.
The Dolphins
were victorious. No, you got to do that one again.
And I must say, I want to give a shout-out to Joey from Verizon, Matt, because he gave me an awesome deal when I called him the other day. And I'm definitely going to go with him. So make sure you tell him we're shouting him out. He's on Verizon in Oakland on Lakeshore, right, Matt?
You talking about Troy?
Yeah, Troy.
Yeah. Oakland, Lakeshore, Verizon Wireless Direct Store.
That's right. And Jason Campbell is going to be in his store on the 14th, I think he said. Do you recall what day it was?
I think it was the 14th.
Yeah, I think it was the 14th. Jason Campbell is going to be over there And believe me, if you're at the end of your contract right now, he was gonna give us an awesome deal on some phones, on five phones. And if you think you got bad credit, talk to them because he could definitely hook you up. Because he said I was okay. That's amazing. I don't even think I have good enough credit to borrow $5 from Mike right now.
I know. Especially since I'm Jewish, because I'll ask for 10 back.
So, Matt, what's your prediction on the Raiders-San Diego game today?
You know, it's going to be a real good game. I'm hoping my Raiders are going to pull it off. You know, I do have to say we're going to probably make it a very tough game because San Diego, last four-game winning streak, they're hot right now. So playing at home in San Diego, it's going to be tough. You know, if our team pulls together, you know, I think we might have a game. It's going to be close. So I'm thinking maybe a three-point spread.
Yeah, that's good because, you know, it's funny that this is the only year that the Raiders have actually been beaten. They're in conference rivals. So I'm thinking we're going to have a great game, and, you know, and I can't wait to see it. What about San Francisco going out to Green Bay? What do you think about that one?
I'm pretty sure that San Francisco is going to be hanging their head in shame at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's a true Raider fan talking there, baby. I love it. I love it. Brian, are you there now?
I am here.
You are there. We could talk to you. Nobody ordering cheeseburgers in the background this time.
No, nobody's ordering cheeseburgers. I mean, I'm going to say it like this. The Niners kiss your season goodbye. Frank Gore's out for the season. Westbrook's hurt. Antonio Dixon might play. Packers are going to dominate. They're fighting right now for a playoff spot. Raiders, San Diego's very hurt right now. Antonio Gates might not play. Matthews might not play. Raiders in a must win. We'll see if Jason Campbell comes up and steps up and actually leads the quarterback that he's supposed to be. I think that was a horrible move in starting Bruce Skrbosky last week against the Dolphins. I think Jason Campbell's a way better quarterback than him.
What'd you call him? Grabowski?
Grabowski, who cares?
Well, he's on season.
He's from Poland.
He's on the season ending.
Season ending.
Yeah, season-ending injured reserve for the rest of the season.
Saw him out last night making out Nisha's girlfriend.
He did. I don't know about that Raiders-Chargers game. I hate to say it, but Phillip Rivers is absolutely on fire. But you know what? Raiders do have a chance. But if they do win against the Chargers, I will be pleasantly surprised, I guess, because, you know, I really think Chargers are one of the hottest, if not the hottest teams in the NFL right now.
You know, the old school Patrick Creighton is out again with the wrist injury, so he's not playing. But they do got Vincent Jackson back, who actually didn't even play last week. So somebody who played him against me was very disappointed because he didn't have no points. Ryan Matthews is probable against the Raiders. One thing, big news right here, Ryan Torrain, he did travel with the team today. He did travel with the team down the street to the New York Giants. Right, so.
Well, I feel like he's in the parade.
All right, so as we wrap up the show, believe it or not, this show was fast. As we wrap it up, we want to say, Brian, go into the bathroom to bring you back on. Brian, go into the bathroom so I can bring you back on. There's too many people. You're in the steam house. Too many people trying to touch each other in there.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Get out of here. Get out of the steam house.
I mean, you're gonna have the whole week of Damien in Miami. I mean, Jesus Christ, can't you just play?
No, Damien, man. No Damien.
That's funny.
So why you at the steam house?
Well, guys, it's been fun in San Francisco, you know. Good times. We'll always remember. But sometimes it's time to go. Brian's gonna be doing networking in Florida, trying to get this show big time. I believe I have some people that are some heavy hitters.
Like the guy who called today?
Do what?
Like the guy who called today?
Who called today?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody?
That guy was really good.
All right, well, we're going to get people calling. That's fit.
All right. Well, Brian, I just want to say, I'm glad you're part of this show, and I can't just remember the time change difference, the time zone difference from Florida and California, and don't call at 9 o'clock in the morning, because that's actually 6 o'clock in the morning. What the hell is going on over there, bro?
You know, it's usually gets a couple hours to sleep before he calls, so, I mean, you know, that's a good thing for him.
Yeah, and enjoy your Monday night football at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's what I always loved about being on the East Coast. Monday night football starts at 9. It starts at 9 p.m. and it ends about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah. Well, Troops and I are going to be watching the Jets and Pats somewhere tomorrow. Patriots Bus. Frustration.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right here. My wife got her brand new Mark Sanchez jersey. We'll be rooting on the Jets. Matt, who you going for tomorrow night? Jets or Pats?
Jets, baby. I despise the Pats. I'm sorry.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Let's do it. We're going to get it. Any last words, Mike?
Well, I despise the Jets. So I guess, you know, Pets. But, you know, it's just the thing is in football, you know. If one team brings you pain after they do something, you will never forget. You know, I still don't like New York Jets now. I still hate New York Jets more than I hate New York Giants. But you know what it is. It's sports. You can't live without it. So it's kind of how it is.
All right. Jason, one last thing. Give your dad a plug before we go off.
Yeah. Shout out to my dad, my new brother, Jameer. And go in here. San Diego. Get this win. Get back on track. And Darren McFadden. But I have a big game because I got him on the bench.
Yeah. You know what's funny to me? I just wanted to touch on this real quick. Is I was listening to the radio, and they're celebrating all these Raiders birthday parties. Rock Cartwright's birthday party celebrations on Friday. Everybody come to the club. Don't nobody even look at the schedule. Rock Cartwright is in San Diego, idiots. So if you went to the club and you thought you were going to see the Raiders at the club on Friday night, you guys are dumb because they're in San Diego and they're playing a game. It's club shit. I hate that.
Okay. Jeff was there probably.
Okay, Matt.
Jeff was probably there, but he's in Vegas. So.
Matt, before we go, any last things about this week's football schedule?
You know, there's only those few games I'm going to watch. You know, Raiders, 49ers, and Monday Night Football. Everything else don't matter right now to me.
Right. So you have, wait a minute, at home, let me just throw this plug in real quick. Do you guys have the Red Zone on your NFL package at your house?
Nope.
Time to switch. I'll be watching the Red Zone, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to mention who to switch to. I'm going to let everybody see all the commercials. They can switch themselves because I always said I'm not going to mention my company on this radio station. So anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football Week 12. Check out me and the Diva tomorrow. Not sure what time we're going to be on, but you set your reminder right now. You get an email an hour before the show. Well, we don't have any interviews set up, but we're just going to have fun. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. And then Top 10 Tuesdays is coming soon. Coming real soon. I'm starting to get the record labels and starting to send me stuff. I got new Diddy stuff, new Dr. Dre stuff. So if you're into music, come on down. It's Fantasy Football. It's week 12, and we are out. See you later.
Peace, baby.
All right, guys. Have a great football day.
You too.
Close question. New record.
Troops, call.